This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Inflation has not treated all parts of this country equally. Many so-called affordable cities are not so affordable anymore. Take Houston. That metro area is still less expensive to live in than many other large U.S. cities. But as Houston Public Media's Andrew Schneider reports, it's getting harder and harder for residents there to make ends meet.
Manda Rogers teaches sixth grade in the A-Leaf neighborhood of southwest Houston. She used to live there as well in a small apartment with her two children, but recently she moved.
I was looking for a house that I can afford. I wanted the kids to have their own bedroom and stop fighting over space in one.
On this day, her new townhome is still bare of even a stick of furniture. Rogers is actually saving money on housing by buying compared to what she paid in rent for her old apartment. But that doesn't mean her new home comes cheap.
I was working with some counselors on trying to get into a house that was 30% of my income. Right now, I think I'm sitting at like 40, 45 with the taxes and stuff included.
That makes Rogers cost-burdened, what the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development defines as anyone who spends 30% or more of their income on rent, mortgage, or other household needs. And on top of that, Rogers now has a longer and more expensive commute. She estimates the combined cost of housing and transportation at 60% of her income. Nadia Valiani of the Greater Houston Community Foundation says that for a community that used to be considered affordable, this is off the charts.
It's more than what residents in Los Angeles County spend, which is a place known for its really expensive housing market, brutal traffic with long commutes.
A move to the suburbs used to be a way that Americans could save money in metro areas from Chicago to Miami. But Valiani says the combined costs of housing and transportation for counties bordering Houston are also at Southern California levels.
For most of us, that means that there's much less for everything else. And that includes healthcare, childcare, savings, utilities, things like that.
The Consumer Price Index in the Houston metro area rose 14% over the past 3 years, compared to 16% for the average of all U.S. cities. So this area is still a bit of a bargain, but it doesn't feel that way to many who live here. In Houston, I'm Andrew Schneider for Marketplace.